Where you work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond a month plan. Everywhere, it's United States savings bonds for real financial security. Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Gwynn Elliott, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have before our microphone right now Mr. Hobart Trinkle. That is the correct pronunciation, is it not, Mr. Trinkle?
For the 23rd time, Mr. Elliott, yes. Trinkle.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to explain that prior to coming on the air for this program, we've been conducting our own special little quiz contest, and Mr. Trinkle is a contestant. And thus far, he's been asked 23 questions about swing music. How many of you answered correctly, Mr. Trinkle?
None, Mr. Elliott, but I've tried to explain 23 times. I'm a double bassoon player with the Menosha Civic Symphony Orchestra. I don't know anything about swing music.
Mr. Trinkle, it's scarcely sporting of you to carry on like this coast to coast. The fact that you happen to get a series of questions about swing music is entirely irrelevant. After all, you did volunteer as a contestant from the studio audience, did you not, Mr. Trinkle?
Yes.
Well, very well, then. We'll continue with the question 24. Now, Mr. Trinkle, who would you say were the reigning queens of the jukebox?
Mr. Elliott, for the 24th time, I'm a double bassoon player.
Mr. Trinkle, doesn't it strike a responsive note? Well, look, here's a hint. They are stars of radio, stage, and screen. There are three of them.
Mr. Elliott, if you'll just unhandcuff me from the microphone, I'll leave. I'll never go back again.
Mr. Trinkle, their first names are Laverne.
The conductor of the Menosha
Maxine.
Civic will never forgive me for...
And Patty. Now, come, Mr. Trinkle, you must
know. I'm just a bubble baboon. I'm in a subtle baboon.
I'm sorry, Mr. Trinkle. Apparently, you're not just the man we thought you were. It's a shame you couldn't have answered at least one question, because we had a wonderful record album of Hey Baba Rebop tunes for your real jumpy stuff. But anyway, thank you for trying.
I'm just a bassoon hopper with a secret.
Does anyone in the audience know the answer to our question? Laverne, Maxine, Patty, they're queens of the jukebox. Oh, you're absolutely right. And by the strangest coincidence, will you look and see who's just come into the studio?
Hi, Owen.
Yes, it's the Andrews sisters in person. Well, girls, it's wonderful having you with us for this savings bond session. And first, let's get the who is who situation all straightened out, if you don't mind.
I'm Laverne.
And I'm Maxine.
And I'm Patty.
Oh, fine. And who usually does the talking for the group?
I do.
Confusing, isn't it?
It certainly is.
But seriously, Wynn, I usually act as a spokesman.
Oh, fine. Now, let's see. You're Maxine?
Oh, no, I'm Maxine.
I'm Laverne.
And I'm Patty.
And I'm a double bassoon player.
Oh, for goodness sake, I thought... Look, girls, will you go right on with your first number while I show our Mr. Trinkle to the door? Do that Go West Young Man song, will you?
Gotcha, Wynn.
Before you go to Buffalo, to Baltimore, or Borneo, to Eastern Pennsylvania, or Sudan, Go West Young Man. If you go to that land sunny, you will have a lot of money if you bring the money with you when you come to the Lunabrary. Yippee. Before you read a travel letter, scamper off to Trinidad, to Albany, New York, or Yucatan. Go west, young man. In the east they live on donuts, in the west they're made of grown-ups. You can bet your life you'll go nuts if you come to the Lunabrary. Yippee-yay, 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 yippee-yay. Go west, young man. Go where the air puts air in your chest, young man. You can ride a fucking bronco or a pony. You can cut a calf in half and make baloney. Go west, young man. Go right out there and give them the very best you can.
Don't go north, don't go south, don't go east, have a care.
Don't go up, don't go down, don't go here, don't go there.
If you are fond of hunting, there's no place that can compare. You may not bag a lion or a tiger or a bear, but if you want a jackass, there are plenty of them there.
Go west, young man. In
sunny California when the clouds are breaking loose. And you complain about the rain, they give you this excuse. It isn't raining rain, you know it's raining orange juice. Go west, young man.
The judges there are very fair, they always are, of course.
A cowboy and his missus went to court for a divorce.
The cowboy got the children and the missus got the horse.
Go west, young man, go out and till the soil there. Dig for gold and you'll find oil there. When the snow flies as the crow flies, go westward ho.
A cattle shortage there can happen like it's not.
And they can't find a hunk of meat to chuck into the pot. They sit around and beef about the beef they haven't got. Go west, young man.
Hey, that was really a topper, all right, girls.
Believe me, Horace really never put the message across like that.
Oh, thank you, Wynn. Now, I wonder if we might ask a favor.
Well, of course you can, Patty. What's on your mind?
Well, you remember that from time to time in the past several years, we've done recordings of polka tunes.
Well, remember? Well, you rolled right up on top when you rolled out the barrel, and then there was the Pennsylvania polka.
Oh, and lots of others. But what I was going to say is that we understand Dennis Agay and the Savings Bonds Orchestra have a polka on the stands today, and I wonder if they wouldn't let us hear it.
Well, do you mean by any chance the Gypsy Polka?
Why, yes, Wynn, I think that's the name of it.
Oh, really, Patty, you did that line much better at rehearsal. The Gypsy Polka played by the Savings Bonds Orchestra. And if I'm out of breath, it's just because three Andrews are just too many polka partners for one Elliot.
Oh, that was fun, Wynn.
Yeah, but how much fun can one man have? Now, look, girls, I have some questions here, and let's see if you know the answers.
Oh, not about United States saving bonds by any chance.
Well, that they are.
Well, fire away.
Okay, short and to the point. What makes U.S. savings bonds the safest investment in the world today?
They're guaranteed by our government.
And what makes U.S. savings bonds a profitable investment?
They pay good interest.
How much?
$4 for three.
When do they pay four for three?
In just 10 years.
Why is it a good idea to save money with a safe, good-paying investment?
To provide future financial security.
For things like what?
Education for your children.
A travel.
Retirement.
A home of your own.
And your own business.
All well and good, girls. And suppose I tell you I save money, but I keep it in an old sock at home.
No, it's not safe, Wynn.
It's not earning money, that 4 for 3 return.
And the chances are you don't save regularly that way.
Right you are. Which brings up the point, how can I save regularly with bonds?
Payroll savings, Wynn. The payroll savings plan.
Would you care to explain?
Certainly. Where you work, you just tell the folks how much you want to set aside from your pay each week for investment in United States saving bonds. They do the rest.
They buy the bonds.
And they arrange to have them delivered to you.
Is that a good idea?
Payroll savings? It's the best way in the world to save.
Well, put a big A on the Andrews Sisters report card under the heading of finance. And an A for singing, too, which I'm sure all you Savings Bonds Guest Star listeners will agree is due when you hear the Andrews Sisters and Feet Too Big for the Bed.
Big man, she little woman, look sad together, but sure got plenty of fun. He big man, she little woman, at matrimony and a medium son. His feet too big for the bed. His feet too big for the bed. No can sleep double, got plenty trouble. His feet too big for the bed.
It's the truth, man. 2 feet. Too big.
He big and fat, she little and flat. He like big dog, she like small pussycat. Got no room for medium son. Send him to school for education. His feet too big for the bed. His feet too big for the bed. No can sleep double, got plenty trouble. His feet too big for the bed.
I told you.
What?
His feet is too big for the bed. Is too small for his feet. Is too big for the bed.
He tear down doors in 2 by 4 on 22nd floor. He tell wife to sleep on floor. She throw him down empty elevator.
His feet too big for the bed.
Boink, boink.
His feet too big for the bed.
Boink, boink. No can sleep double, got plenty trouble. His feet too big for the bed. He's got now only 2 big problems.
What?
2 feet too big.
He stand on chair and trim his hair. He go to bed in his long underwear. Snore off key and buzz like bee. She make him sleep in the coconut tree. His feet too big for the bed. His feet too big for the bed. No can sleep double, got plenty trouble. His feet too big for the bed.
This is Patty Andrews. I know you want to join the millions of Americans who are investing in future happiness through United States Savings Bonds.
Ditto on that from Maxine.
A double ditto from Laverne.
Goodbye.
This is your host, Wynn Elliott, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our sincere thanks to the Andrews Sisters for being with us on this program. Until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.